Milt, I want to add something tonight.
Right.
On the Spanish news yesterday,
yes.
China is refusing all GMO corn to be shipped to China now from
Amen.
Farmers.
And see, when they
I'm just about ready to ask questions.
When they refused Cargill's that time, that's why Cargill's got a tremendous lawsuit going out there against them. And then we got all these farmers in Nebraska starting to class action suit.
India all have refused Monsanto's GMO corn and any other grains from the United States. Now.
There you go. That's why, folks, there's only one grain in the United States you can consume, and it's called oats. So if you want any cereals, you want to get go to the organic stores and get rolled oats. That is the only one that cannot be GMO'd.
Yep.
And put some almond milk with it. Stay away from this dairy that's being, the poor cows are being fed genetic modified feed. And put almond milk with it. Put some real honey with it. And you've got the best cereal there is. Do not cook it.
402, you're up.
I wanted to ask you about the water goes below low pressure. That's the newer ones. And they're 1,000 or 1,200 feet long. So every 100 feet, you'd put one of those small portable units on one of the low pressure things with water run through it. What will that do for the average farmer that has Monsanto junk and atrazine and GMO crops? Will it make them grow better or worse?
It'll make it grow better because basically what the structured water will do is it will neutralize all the toxins. So those toxins, and the unique thing here is the same thing that would happen for you. If you were drinking and bathing in structured water, all the toxins that are in your water could not harm you. It's God's law. It's nature's law. So the same thing that happens in a field, when you start using structured water and the plants start uptaking structured water, they cannot be harmed by the chemicals.
Right. So, I mean, their pivots might irrigate the fields 10 or 15 times, depending on how much rain you get. So,
right.
180 or 200 bushel corn, and then you put this on there. If you're putting one every 100 feet, you're going to have to put, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 on. So it'd be, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 or something. What's the farmer going to get out of that other than knowing that he's
220 bushel corn or 200? You say you were talking about corn or wheat?
Yeah.
Corn, right?
Yeah, now they get, I don't know, 180 to 280 bushels now around here.
Well, whatever you're growing, when you add structured water, that you'll get an increase in the biomass. Thereby, you'll increase the bushels to the acre. It's kind of like, again, I'm not out there farming, but I do know that the biomass increases. And the average increase pretty much around the world is 30% increase. That's
okay.
Including it, the same thing goes for water. The amount of water that you would need in order to grow anything or for things to be healthy is a reduction of water equivalent to up to 30%.
Clayton.
Right.
Clayton?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to add that to you, that you said 30%. Well, them irrigated guys with these units on would probably cut back 40%. But the interesting thing is their corn today is hardly 4% digestible protein like those strawberry guys are for Brix reading. But if they get this structured water started on that cornfield, they can increase the bushels, but I'll assure you what, they're going to have more than triple They'll probably get up to 12 digestible protein, where the potential corn is 16 or more. But in two seasons, I'll bet you they'll hit the 16. Then they'll have value in that corn. Right now, there's no value in it.
Now, the problem, Milt, is getting paid for that value.
That's coming. I'll guarantee it's coming. When they go to the organic market, it's coming.
This is going on. I said 20 years ago we should go. Everything should be sold by the bricks.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. So, Clayton, I have another question for you. We live out in the country, and we have our own well, so we don't have chlorine and fluoride in it, but we got atrazine and all these other chemicals. You said by using this water, somehow it makes those chemicals so they don't damage your body or something?
Yes, right. It changes the this is scientific, so here you go. Structuring changes the molecular structure of the water and everything in it. And the component that is changed is hydrogen. All things contain hydrogen. So by structuring the water, the hydrogen bond angle changes. It changes from whatever it is up to around 120 degrees. And that 120 degrees brings the clusters of water molecules down to a smaller number, and none of these toxins can be held into the water. We have scientific studies done in Germany and across the country basically demonstrating this. You can look at what Emoto's work is, basically saying the same thing. I mean, he shows pictures of the change. I mean, and on our scientific study, it shows the same thing. And the study basically says that no toxins can reside in structured water through natural action technology structured water. So,
can you also mention, Clayton, about what happens if you actually inject structured water down into the well through like drip relief? That's
right.
Another option.
Right. It's a little tough in Minnesota, maybe, or Iowa, or wherever you are. I mean, because I know that the frost level is down there. I'm originally from Minnesota. I know what it is. I came off of a farm in Minnesota. And I'll tell you, you know, I understand this, but one thing about structured water, if you can access your wellhead, you can structure a small amount of water and put it down into your groundwater, and it will change the groundwater. It will make the groundwater healthy just by adding a few drops of water. Every time your well runs, if it adds a small amount of water, down into the aquifer, it'll change the aquifer and make it healthy. So all that atrazine and whatever is down there will no longer come up into your well.
How much do you have to put down a 4-inch?
Small amount. Small amount. What we do is we sell a drip line kit basically. That attaches to the end of a structuring unit, and it's a 1/4-inch line, and it has a valve on it to turn it down. But maximum with it would be a 1/4-inch flow. But if you turn it down to about a 1/4 of that 1/4-inch, and that small amount of water goes in through the access port, or let's say the inspection port in the wellhead, which is a 1/2-inch plug that you put an attachment on that this tubing attaches to a T that comes off from just after your structuring unit, and a little valve to adjust the amount of flow. And every time your pump comes on, it will allow a small amount of water to drip down onto your aquifer, down on the surface. And that small amount of water, I mean, but I just got to say this, if you were doing a portable unit, sitting in a restaurant, you could take a teaspoon of water, hold your finger on the spigot, the outlet of the portable unit, take a teaspoon of water for your water glass, and drop it through that portable. Take one drop of structured water and put it in your wine glass, and it'll age your wine. It'll make it pure and healthy. Or any mixed drink, coffee, tea, wherever you want to go with this. But everywhere this water goes, it makes it healthy. Now, when I say this, people ask me, so why do I need a bigger unit? Why do I need a house unit? Because you need a bigger unit because if you have skin conditions or you have any condition, and most of us on this call are probably a little bit over maybe, I don't know, if you get 30-year-olds or whatever, but even at 30 years old, people have aged. They have been consuming really, really bad air, really, really bad water, really, really bad food. So we're all a bit stressed. This water will change that. It'll bring you into a harmonious being and everything around you simultaneously.
Clayton,
well, that's interesting.
Can I ask you, Clayton, what is your thought about putting like a gallon or 5 gallons down a well in the case where somebody's in Minnesota and they can't really do the drip line because of the freeze?
Yes.
What
absolutely.
Is your thought
you
about
do
that?
It will work. It will do the same thing. It's just that we don't always remember to do it. And in time, you know, I don't know how long it lasts. I know how if you drip the water down there, it lasts forever. You know, it may last a week. What it somewhat depends upon is the ebbs and flows of your aquifer. It's constantly moving. But yeah, it'd be well worth it. So I know that this changes things. Another way is, you know, I mean, if you're sitting in a restaurant and you have a spray bottle, I carry one with me all the time. If my eyes get a little bit dry, I spray my eyes.
Okay, we have 601 that's up.
Okay.
Button. I have a question.
You have to speak up louder, honey. We can't hear you. Take us off
okay.
the speaker, please.
Can you hear me now?
You better. But
I'm on Scott. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, you're great now.
Okay. If we have in our garden or fields or whatever, and if we use the product that you have, will it affect the GMO Terminator seeds? Will it have any effect on those?
Not immediately. It takes time. GMO has limitations. The limitations is your value. The big limitation is it doesn't produce seed. So I explained this back earlier in the call, but you know, basically we have proven this in a biologist's lab. And that lab is actually in North Dakota. And he has proven that in three seasons or three growing periods with, say, GMO, basically any GMO seed, will revert it back to its original DNA, its original intention. So it takes a while. the first season, the first growing portion will produce a few seeds, and the next one will produce a lot more seed, and by the end of three seasons, you'll have generally full growth potential back seed wise. So what it does for human beings, what it does for everything, structured water resets the DNA. And we get people all the time that say, you know, I have a scar on my, where I had a thyroid or condition or whatever. Basically, scars fall off. And the reason is because the memory, it's the memory of that scar that as your cells renew, it gives the new cell the same, let's say, energy of the scar, so it's reoccurring. What structured water does is it neutralizes or erases that memory. And the new cells coming back in have no memory of the scar, so the scar disappears. We have the same potential throughout our body. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for everybody that way, because there's a lot of people out there that look at their scars every day and either they admire them or they're like a badge. Right? Am I right? So when you do that, you reinforce that scar to be in place. So a lot of what happens for you individually has to do with what you think. And we talked about this earlier too. Emoto proved that what you speak and what you think, or what you speak, changes the molecular structure of the water. And harmonious thoughts, harmonious words produce a beautiful picture. Angry, stressful, condemning words produce what? Chaotic, chaos, disruption. So it's all a choice. Well, almost all a choice. The unique thing about structured water is it's going to make a change. We have the infinite possibility here of aiding that change to happen quicker, just by the way we speak, the way we think.
Any more in the queue, Midwest?
Yeah, we have one more. 903, you're up.
Thank you. I have a sister in Oklahoma who lives around those landfills that where they dug the coal out and then they repurposed the dirt. And their drinking water is full of carcinogens. Would this help at all?
Yes.
And what way would she make her house water a drinking water, one of the house machines?
Yes, we have house units, and depending upon how aggressive those carcinogens are, I tell people always to start with one. Just get started. At least have a portable so that you're structuring the water wherever you go. When you structure the water wherever you go, and there's formulas for this, you can structure it one time, it's going to make the water healthy. If you structure it, you run the water through more than one time, it gets better. It gets more healthy. But at least one. At least start. And if you know, carcinogens, all these are really aggressive, bad things to be ingesting every day. You know, really bad. I mean, they make weird things happen to people. We need to get started. We need to get engaged in changing our world so that we can be what we're truly meant to be.
The city sends out a letter every year telling them how bad the water is and not to drink it. Were a person able to take a copy of that letter and put one in your organization and say, okay, this is what's in the water. What do you recommend? Is that possible?
Yes, you can do that. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can send it to Victoria and she'll pass it on to me.
Okay. I really appreciate that. It really is a detriment to not be able to, you know, you're giving it to your chickens and your cows and your horses and, that's bad. Thank you very much.
And then the question is, the city says this, don't drink the water. What do you shower in? What do you shower in?
Oh, I talked about that with her the other day. No, my mother who lives with her. I said, "You're showering in it, mother. It's your skin soaking up that water."
That's right.
So, do you have a shower application?
Yes, we do. We have a shower. You look at Victoria's website. We have a handheld unit. We have two different shower units. We have garden units. We have two different garden units. We have house units and fit on all sizes. All shapes of pipe. We have commercial units going 2-inch water lines with all different connectors again. So.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much. And I did take the website down, and I have enjoyed very much the information and the lessons.
Thank you very much.
Is that the last one, Midwest?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Clayton had mentioned, or he was going to mention, using a spray bottle to spray his eyes every day.
Oh, yes. I carry a spray bottle with me everywhere I go. And when my eyes get tired or I get any irritation of any kind, whether it be my eyes or any place on my body, I take and I spray it with structured water. And it goes away. So when I mean, my days get pretty long. And if I start at 5, I mean, I'm already past normalcy here. And then you get tired. But I got to tell you, these calls are invigorating for me. They're exciting. They're awakening. And yet, my eyes get a little tired, so I just take and I do wear glasses. Take my glasses off, and I spray my eyes with my eyes open. You can spray your eyes with your eyes closed. It doesn't matter because the water penetrates your eyelids instantaneously.
Yeah, I think I have allergies to a cat in the house, so my eyes feel dirty.
Right.
For a while.
So spray your face. You'll see an amazing change in your skin. I mean, when I go out, people comment. I mean, complete strangers will walk up to me and say, "My God, what do? Your skin is so, I can't believe it's unbelievable." And I'm going on 77 here, so. And I'm extremely hydrated.
Well, I sure thank you for all the information. It's wonderful.
You're welcome. And I get a little strong once in a while. I apologize if I'm overwhelming. I'm just trying to get people to get it. This is the avenue of let's say this is the avenue of being here another 10 years or 100 years or wherever you want to choose to be. I mean, it is a way of really changing your world so that you can participate. So you can,
yeah, I feel like we can all be a blessing by using this. Help God.
Yes. So you can contribute what you're here to do.
I like the term taking dominion over your environment. So
yes.
We can rise above what we are faced with in our world and no longer be victims to all that is around us, because we can have control over the fact that we are keeping from being affected by all the toxicity. We actually, it gives us this empowerment to have this in our lives.
Absolutely. We used to talk about that a lot, didn't we? Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where we started with a lot of this, was taking dominion, having dominion. Remember?
And then just educating people. You know, we vote with our dollar. When we get enough people to realize that you don't have to go out and buy the GMOs and buy the NKP fertilizers, there will be no option for these companies but to go under, because they will have nobody buying their products. So it's about educating people, realizing that we have power over so much that we didn't think we had power over, and then using that knowledge to move forward in our lives and do what we're here to do.
Exactly.
Well, Clayton, would you like to give a closing statement?
Well, I think I've been...
We have one more person in the queue.
Okay.
507, you're up.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I'm a plant manager. We make a snack out of field corn, actually, and we use a non-GMO product. And I started using your unit that you put on the hose, because we have a process where we have to bring the moisture up in our product. And what I've noticed is I've had to cut back half the time in what our process was. We used to be an hour, and now it's we've had to cut it back to a half an hour because our moistures were getting too high. Is that typical?
Yes, it is typical. And what you're basically doing here is structured water is like a surfactant. You know what a surfactant is?
Yep.
Surfactant is what you add, the chemicals you add to water to make them penetrate, to make them go further, right?
Yep.
You don't have to do that anymore. And I'll tell you, we have structured water in plants, let's say commercial plants, basically, where, and I'll give you one for an example. There's one in California, Allied. I'm not supposed to say the name, but it is Allied Feather and Down. They wash feathers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And by using structured water, they save. They wash feathers, and their 500 gallon tanks. They wash and rinse. They used to use surfactants and a lot of soaps and a lot of chemicals. And what they found is they reduced one washing. They reduced four tanks full of water, 500 gallons to a tank. So they saved 2,000 gallons on a processing of feathers. Their savings in a year was well over $1 million.
The
reduction in manpower, the reduction in electricity, the reduction in the time it takes. A big one is what it takes to dry a product, because structured water doesn't cling. It doesn't remain. It passes through, and it's down the drain.
I know one of the interesting things is I didn't tell anybody I was doing this, and on the days that I used the structured water, I would have people in the factory that we make this product, we actually say, you know, I don't know what is different, but this product tastes so much better today.
There you go.
And yep. Then on days when I didn't use it, I didn't get any comments. So I did it three different times, and each time I got a comment. So it was pretty interesting.
So think about this, and just let's just have a discussion here. Think about this. You know, what does this do for the people that consume this? I'll tell you one thing it does right away. It makes it easier to consume. People feel better when they consume your product, when it's structured.
Well, that's exactly what we want.
Exactly. It's what you want. You want people to come back and say, wow, this makes me feel good. I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to do this more. That's exactly what you're creating with that.
Well, I have noticed a change in the mood of the workers also.
Yes.
Because we do all our cleaning and stuff is also done with this water. And they don't know that. I don't tell them that. But.
Right.
But
that's a natural product right there.
Well, it made me a believer because even the office people said, and what is it with these people? They're just in a whole lot better mood all of a sudden. So it was a good thing.
Right. And I'll tell you a really neat one, really neat story. It is that and this is back some time ago, a guy listened to me on some program and got involved, and he actually was building water bottling plants. And he builds bottling plants for governments. And the particular bottling plant he was working on was in Iraq. And he bought, I think, 16 commercial units from me, 2-inch water line. And he put them on his bottling plant. And I told him what would happen. I told him, you start selling or start distributing. The country paid for his whole plant. So they're distributing bottled water. I said, it's going to change the people will no longer be anxietist, no longer be mistrusting or let's say fearful. You'll hear a lot more laughter, joy. And his secretary called me and invited me to fly over there and witness what was occurring. And I wish I could. I wish I did, but I didn't. But you said exactly all the things that you said were going to happen are happening.
Well, and in particular, one lady that, I'm not going to say names, but one lady in particular was always kind of edgy and moody, and she has just changed incredibly. I just can't say we didn't change anything else. That's the only thing we changed.
Beautiful.
So let me
invite you to do this. Victoria, hear me?
Yes.
I would like you to write this up for us, will you?
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. I've
shared some of this with Victoria before, so.
Yeah, if I could get that in writing, that would be awesome.
Write it up, send it to Victoria, and I will gift you a free portable.
Oh, I'll do that. I'm not a very good writer, so I'll have my wife do it. So.
I know you can do it, Randy.
Yeah, I can do it.
I want to hear this. I want to see this, and I want you to sign it, or let's say, because I really want to know who, or at least, you know what I'm saying, Victoria?
Yeah.
I want it to be real. I want it to be real. Okay.
Yes, and it's an inspiration to everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I'll see if I can get that done this week.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You bet.
That's beautiful. What a way to end the evening. Or where we are.
That's why I love doing this. Hearing these kind of stories all the time.
I do too.
It blows my mind, you know? I know what it's done for us, but to hear what it's doing for everybody else, it's just like, yes, this is so cool.
It is. Yes, it is. And all it takes is one like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We can go through a whole night of talking about all the other things. But hearing one story like that, one revelation of what this is doing for him and for those who have no idea, but yet are reflecting the joy and the, let's say, the glory of God, they richly deserve to enjoy life.
Well, Clayton, this has been very, very value-added. I'm going to call it value-added for what we've been doing so far. Very inspiring. Now we've got some more value that we can add to what we're doing. Like this, Randy just came on and said what he had to say. We're going to be hearing them stories from now on. So, Victoria, you and Clayton want to have a closing?
Yeah, I'd just like to say again, you know, I really always appreciate the opportunity to come on and, you know, share what we're learning and what Clayton has to share. And I always learn from what he has to share and bringing forth, you know, experiences from the field and people that have received these units and what it's doing for them. So I just really appreciate you being here and allowing us to come on. And if anybody has any questions, I'll just give out my number one more time. My website, it's Victoria White again is my name, and it is biophotonicwater.com. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and the phone number is 520-325-3400, 520-325-3400. And I welcome calls and really love to be in the conversation of this wonderful technology. And also just really want to thank Clayton, because this has just been a joy, just a lot of fun for me to work with his company. And, you know, he's got a great team at the office, and just this whole experience being involved with Structured Water, I feel so blessed.
Well, and thank you, Victoria, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed by co-hosting with you all the programs we do, and I really enjoy this too. It's an awakening experience for me every time. You know, it's coming up in 8 o'clock here in Arizona, and I mean, it'll probably take me 4 hours before I could even close my eyes. You know, just because this is so uplifting and a joyful journey. And everybody that's listening, I really want to invite you to take this opportunity, the opportunity to have this in your life, to engage with it, to utilize it, to demonstrate it to yourself, wherever you work, wherever you go, whatever you do, and to explore with it and demonstrate it to your friends and your neighbors and your loved ones, because this will make change. It will. And come back on this call or any call that you will catch us on and tell us about it. Tell us about it. I'm genuinely interested in everyone and every story that's out there. Because as you do, you raise other people's awareness, other people's consciousness.
Absolutely.
That they too can do this.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good night, everyone.